League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
If there was no consequences, like a full VR immersive, could you hijack a car?
Like physically?
Like stop someone on the highway.
Like morally or like physically?
Like physically.
Can I pick out, wait for the right car to approach?
You have between, like from right now, I snap your fingers, you have 5 minutes to get into a car and start driving.
I don't think
probably
I could.
Not.
There's
no
I just
way.
Wouldn't like want
if
to.
If you gave me like 30 minutes just to sit like at an intersection and figure out like a right type of vehicle and the person driving it where I'm like, I feel like I could do it. And obviously, do I have a weapon on me?
No, I'm saying you leave the studio right now with what you have on you. Can you go out and get a car?
And I'd be like, get out of the car.
Oh, you would try to make it like a crime?
Say it just like that too. You're like,
he's like,
get out of the car.
I feel like any one of us could do this. You just go, stop.
Yeah.
Hold on. Do you have, and you open the door and just yank him out. Get the fuck out.
I don't think I could
car.
Physically.
And you just start beating the shit out of him. I'm watching too much Sopranos.
Maybe I'd pretend to be hurt.
You're not going to hit anyone.
If I was like, again, VR, I'm not actually doing this. Like, it's not real life. That's like no consequence.
Oh.
I'm saying like in a world
I thought
where
it was real life, no consequence.
But like, you know what I'm saying? It's like you could snap your fingers and happened.
You guys could hijack a car faster than we could get a
probably.
Car.
Probably. I'd be like, oh, I'm really hurt. Like, can
please,
you please
my child.
Me?
He just got they just took off with this car. I need it
yeah.
more
just,
fast.
Like,
woo!
Yeah. Get out. Let me
I think I'd give my car. I wouldn't, but like, I'd be more inclined to give my car to like
a
frantic woman who was saying
yeah.
that like, oh my gosh, please, please, please. I need to get in this
it's
car right now.
It's funny because I didn't even think to be like that. I was just like, oh, like what would I say that's like mean, like get the fuck out of the car, you know, like
that's
where I went.
You jump in front, you'd be like, oh my god, I need your help, can you just open your door quickly? And then they open the door, you just fucking...
Yeah, you definitely gotta target the right person.
Yeah, like some old lady.
What if it was a cop who's like undercover, like I need
well,
to get in
then
your
you
car
lose
we have
game.
To stop a bad guy
that's
I don't
a,
know
oh.
part of me I would be like so
yeah,
convinced
that's really good.
Like if they looked like, you know, a Jack Reacher, like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible.
If they were
hot, catch a bad
guy.
Be
a total secret agent, I'd be like, holy shit.
Officer King, my badge number is 36409.
I would say,
you can look
a cap.
Yeah, but like, I don't trust you.
Walk.
Would my insurance still go up? I don't know.
If you gave your car away?
To like a federal agent.
But if I thought you were saying they weren't, though.
I don't know. Well, like, but I would want it to be real.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
I'd be like, go, get the bad guy.
I'm
like,
can
I
be in the car? That happens, actually.
Does that happen?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
really?
Where officers are without their car and they need a car, so they take
somebody's... Can they seize someone else's like property like that and go off
I've
with it?
I've never heard of that.
I feel like that's like one of our amendments, is that like...
You can say no.
You can. Mm-mm-mm. You can definitely
the
say
way,
no.
Like, you can't...
I could see in an emergency if a cop was like, oh my God, but like... I don't know.
Well, it's like the Sixth Amendment. Like, you can't, like, militia can't say, like, we have to stay in your house due to, like, military reasons and stuff. Like, I don't know. Like, if a cop can just be like, here's my badge. Give me your car right now.
I don't think
you have to.
I don't think you have to. But I don't think I would. I would never give my car
it
to anybody.
It says, in a true emergency situation, a police officer may legally commandeer someone's car, meaning they can take it without the owner's consent to respond to a critical situation. But this power is strictly regulated and should only be used in extreme circumstances where lives are at risk. Always check local blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I feel like during the Palisades fire, like I could see a cop taking one of those cars to like go do something. Like that would make sense to me.
Yeah.
But not like a random day where it's like, we got to catch a bad guy.
I saw a TikTok of this, and this is like a norm in, I believe it's Singapore. In parking lots, if a parking lot gets too full, people will park their cars like in a way where you're blocking other spots, but they leave the car in neutral. And so
people can move them for
you.
You
can move the cars out of the way. Like, you're trusting that a stranger
like really
is going
nice.
To go up and move your car for you.
I think it was
you
like Thailand or something.
Maybe. Yeah.
And all the comments like, this seems so nice. Like,
no way this would work in America.
Yeah, no.
People would be just like.
Yeah, the cars would be rolling off the cliff. Like, no chance.
Yeah. I just feel like you couldn't trust. People would just abuse it.
No, people are just too like mean here.
What?
People are just too like mean here.
Yeah, someone literally stole my car and it was locked.
Oh, yeah. That happened to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did they ever find it?
No, they don't give a fuck.
It's also like such a common car.
They found Ben Kahn's car after a while.
They did.
Wow. Yeah. Like the Volvo.
Oh, like, Volvo.
Volvo.
I know.
Like where? I mean, was it like parts?
They found it like on the side of the highway or something, but like the seats were all torn up and it like someone peed in the car and like it was just like disgusting.
That would suck to like find it and be like, no.
Yeah, I think it's just ruined.
With my car, Corollas, especially Toyotas in general, like they are stolen for parts. Like I bet by the morning it was literally just stripped chopped apart. Up.
In a chop shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is the way I'm always like fascinated by how easy it is to steal a car. Or, you know, when you like lock your keys in a car and they come and they have that like, it's almost similar to a blood pressure gauge, but they put that little like bag and they air pop it and then they're able to open up your car. Can you get that like on Amazon? Can
probably. I'm sure.
Like, I just looked
you could
up,
get
you can
in
get,
any car.
Yeah. You can get like a
that's probably
smog
how they
check.
Stole mine.
Smog check?
Like, you can do it yourself if you want and then like take it in because Nolan has an old car. It's like a 2001, I think, and so it always fails smog checks. And they're always like, "You have to drive like 100 miles and come back, and then we'll test it again."
He's like, "I don't have 100 miles to do."
He's like, "There's not much left." They're usually like drive to like Six Flags and back, basically. I mean, whatever. So I looked it up and I was like, "You could buy one and just like keep doing it until it passes, and then bring it in, so you don't have to keep paying for it." So he might do that and then just like, return it.
A smog check like changes. Like
you either pass it or you fail it.
Yeah.
But what's the difference? Like, how do you end up passing it if you failed it?
I think with old cars, it's just like cleaning it out as you go. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't even know what states they have it in. Like, obviously California. I remember when I moved here, I was like, the fuck?
No, same. I had no idea what a smog check was.
They still do it? You still have to do it?
Yeah, yeah.
I've never done it.
Cars that are before a certain time, yes. Right?
Yeah, I think if you have a brand new car, they're not going to be just like, "Oh, we need to do a smog check."
I actually didn't know that. I thought
it
was every car.
When it meets a certain criteria, they're like, gotcha. "We need that car to be checked."
Let me see. Like, how do you pass a smog check?
Stealing cars is fucking crazy.
Yeah, just hotwire it.
I feel like with electric cars, you can't do that.
No.
That's all you got to like sign in with a password and.
Yeah. Like, I think it's happened though. Like I've seen on like Tesla subreddit where it's like car was stolen and there's like a way they did it. But I think it's pretty difficult.
Do you know how to drive a manual car? I feel like we may have had this conversation.
I've tried.
2 years ago.
I tried to learn.
Yeah.
TJ tried to teach me and I was like, no.
In a parking
lot. My aunt
or?
Tried to teach me like when I was in high school and then I stalled at the stoplight. In my town, and I was like, "Okay, that's enough for me." And then, TJ tried to teach me.
It's a lot of work.
Like, seems like a lot of work. Jesus.
I'm worried about like the horror movie situation where it's like, "We gotta go, get in the car, get in the car." Oh fuck, it's manual.
Yeah.
Like,
I know. Thank God, TJ knows how. Even when we've been in like Europe and we've rented cars, like a lot of them are manual. So luckily, he knows how to drive that.
That's
I feel like that's like a cool skill to have.
Do you like
have.
Lose the skill after a while? Or is it you just kind of remember?
Yeah,
it's like riding a bike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
he did it his whole life. Like that's what he learned.
I feel like you could like kind of learn if you went into an arcade and just made the driving
the
machine
thing?
Manual. Because some of
that's
them
the only
have
time
it.
I drive
like,
manual.
You speed up to a certain point once you're in first gear.
Yeah.
And then you press the clutch and get it to the second
it's
one.
It's hard.
And then you keep going. Yeah.
I mean, I've never tried, but the fact that like, so many people like try, I'm like, what the fuck? That seems
it's
so
really
hard.
Have you ever ridden like an ATV or a dirt bike that has clutch and gears that you have to do?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Right, but I mean, you're using a shift and it's not like down by
your
foot
feet.
Where you're just like gear shifting it
You
up,
have to
up,
like
up.
Tie, it's so hard.
Yeah.
That's like a plane.
I've
it's
never
infuriating.
Done it. I feel like I could do it.
But I doubt you could.
Let's do it. Let's try.
I think you would be like, yeah. And then you'd have your first lesson here. I'm good.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
I think it's really, really frustrating.
Harder than you think it'll be.
I think starting and stopping is probably the hardest part. Like,
especially in California with all the goddamn traffic.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
You just got to stay in first gear the whole time.
Yeah. Starting and stopping is so hard.
And once you stall out, what do?
Panic.
You got to turn the car
Freak
off.
Freak out.
You have to turn the car off.
I don't remember.
It's. Yeah.
I think I literally made my aunt get out of the car and we swapped because I was like, no, get me
that
out
is,
of here.
Or if you're like trying to drive uphill and then it just starts sliding backwards, you just.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
Thank God we don't have to worry about that anymore.
Sliding back?
Just
I feel like
manual
my cars,
cars
do.
Like.
Oh.
Can you imagine just being a teenager in the 70s and you're trying to.
But that's like what they knew.
Yeah,
that was like cool to them. They had their like cool cars.
That's a job I would never want to have is driving instructor. Like the people who
oh my god,
where
no
you have
way.
To pass the test Yeah. And every day you go into a car with a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
To be like, all right, let's see you drive on the highway.
That's why they have the brakes on their side.
Yeah.
I would feel confident scary. If they had the brake and the steering wheel, like a second steering wheel, but just having a brake.
I feel like some of them do.
I've seen
I
never some did. With
I know, I feel
wheel.
Like they do. Like, I feel like growing up, I remember seeing them like that.
Like, I remember when I went to my driving lesson, it was like some dude, and I was like, do you have a steering wheel? He's like, no, I got the brake. And I was like,
I have to drive.
Do you say goodbye to your wife every morning? Like, I hope I come back home tonight.
Yeah.
It's such an insane job to have.
Yeah. I feel like they get you to a certain point, and then, like, when they're like, okay, they're like, good enough
when they're in like they're like you're just logging your hours of driving too, like
I would drive in like neighborhoods
That's what I'm saying, with the guy next to you
but like
did you have to get in the car though with the other student drivers and you guys would all take turns and you'd be in the back seat while another student is driving? No. I hated that.
Yeah
I did drive,
and then it was
school.
Like someone in your high school that you're like, god, this is so
I did
oh
driving
my god
school. I did at Sears.
Hardware?
Like the Sears, the department store, they had a driving school at Sears. Oh, and you would go to Sears and you would go into, like, I don't know, one of their like offices that they had back at Sears. And we would do like a week or two of classes after school. And then we eventually started driving. And
it was like a guy that like comes to your house. So he would come to my house and.
Okay, pick, Rich.
Yeah.
No, ours did that too.
Come to your house.
Yeah, they like pick you up at your house.
But it was just me. There weren't other people.
Yeah, I did that
too. Rich.
No, I think it's like the state.
It was like
you
normal.
Pay for it, but it's from the state. It's like 20
it's
bucks
like
or something.
The normal thing where I was from. But I remember the first time he ever did it, I like got in the car, and then I had like driven a little bit with my dad. And the first thing we did was drive to a gas station. I had to park, and then he went in and got a soda. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
But I'm like, chilling. Well, maybe he was like, well, let's, you know, she's got to park and reverse and get out. So. But at the time, I was like, am I supposed to be, like, why are we sitting here at a gas station?
You just drive away?
Yeah, literally.
It's insane.
Yeah, scary. We test drove a car over the weekend, and, like, they're like, okay, now turn left. Okay, now do this. And I literally said, I was like, do you feel like you're just a driving instructor?
Yeah. When you test drive, it does kind of feel like, I don't want to fucking do anything wrong here. I need to be like, I test drove the Rivian, and... an insanely powerful car. And I was like, can you just put on like the eco slowest whatever mode? And they did that. And she's like, do you want to try it on regular mode? And I was like, sure. And then it was a red light. And she was just, when it turns green, just fucking punch it. And I was like, I did
on
it.
On the freeway?
On the freeway. Okay, and I did it. And I was like, oh my God. I felt like I like broke the law or something. Yeah. And I immediately hit the brakes. She was like, you don't have to hit the brakes. And I was just, it's just such a weird.
Than Tesla?
It's way crazier than the Tesla.
Are you going to get it?
100%.
Oh, I've been looking
at it. Did you order
too.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Well, the R2, not the big one. The I big one, the first one that they made is like.
R2?
They have the R1, R2, which is D2. What's out right now. But it's like bigger than Matt's car or the Land Rover.
Yeah,
right.
So we got a truck.
It's
I bought a truck.
What do you mean?
I bought a truck.
A pickup truck?
Uh-huh.
A Raptor?
No, a Toyota Raptor. Tacoma.
Wow.
Oh, Tacoma.
That's a great car.
Yep.
It's not you, I miss.
A new one? Like 2025?
2025.
I finally sat inside of a Cybertruck. Have you sat inside one?
No, we were talking about that on the way here.
Yeah, I was at this bodybuilding.
Oh, yeah. Our neighbor has that one.
Expo, and they had like just Cybertrucks on the floor. And I was just like, finally, I'm going to go sit in one.
Driver's seat?
Passenger. Because someone was like sitting in
passenger
the driver's
princess.
Seat. But I was like, I'm not going to like wait my turn. But I got in. It's just like the inside of a normal Tesla.
Yeah, it kind of sucks.
The steering wheel looks cool. I thought there was going to be like some ruggedness to like the interior. Maybe just some like divots. Like, I don't know. Like that.
They look sinister to me. Like,
yes.
Especially with just like Elon and everything
rivets,
right now. I'm just like
rivets. Sorry, not divots.
Sure.
Right. Rivets. Like I'm talking about like seeing some bolts like on the inside, or like the Defender is kind of like that on the inside. It feels
a
little
bit
like more rugged.
They want to just save as much money as possible. And it just looks awful.
Yeah. It's just exactly what I expected.
Also,
that
like
exterior is cool, like touching it and stuff. I was like, all right.
They always just look dirty though.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
You can't keep them clean. It looks like a giant refrigerator.
When are you going to get this? It says reserve.
I know. It's what I'm. So the R1, that's the super expensive, big,
Jesus
huge one.
Christ.
But the R2, they say, is starting at $45,000.
Yeah, that's
comes
what it
out.
Says right here.
So I reserved it the day that it came out.
Oh, a whole year you have to wait?
I mean, okay. That's okay.
Well, 2026, right? It says on there.
Yeah.
But don't those usually come out in 2025?
I
feel like that's usually how it works.
I don't know.
We'll see.
With these cars, though?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Is this like before tariffs or after tariffs?
It is a U.S.-made car, so hopefully the price should not
American.
Increase.
Well, That'll be nice.
Yeah, to get rid of the...
I already did.
The swastika, as they're calling it now.
The swastika mobile.
TJ calls it the Hitler mobile.
Hitler mobile.
That, I mean, after World War II, a lot of... Even today, a lot of Jewish people won't drive Volkswagens or Mercedes because they were making vehicles for
Hitler.
You know, yeah.
Have you seen the movie Rat Race?
Of course.
Where they get like in Hitler's car, like they steal Hitler's car.
Oh God, I don't remember. What is happening?
Like they stop at a Barbie museum and like the daughter the entire time is like, Dad, a Barbie museum. Can we please stop at the Barbie museum? And he's like, fine, we're going to the Barbie museum. It's like John Lovitz. And they get there and they're like, Klaus Barbie, who's like a famous like Nazi.
Oh God.
And the whole time they're just like in shock and like, I don't know, there's a reason because they're racing to get money and they get the Nazi mobile. And then he like finds like lipstick, maybe it was from Hitler's girlfriend. And then he finds the cigarette burner and like actually burns himself and then gets the lipstick on his mustache.
Oh, no.
And then like drives into like a World War II veteran like museum.
No.
And John Lovitz like his like throat is like burned and he like has the thing and he's like talking to all the guys. It's,
that's so funny.
It's really funny. I love Rat Race.
That guy with the tongue piercing.
Oh yeah.
It's a very chaotic film.
It's brilliant. Whoopi Goldberg, Cuba Gooding Jr., John Cleese,
Jesus.
Mr. Bean. Ass. We are hauling ass. Anyways.
Yeah. Fuck Tesla forever.
Well, you drive one.
Not for a year.
Well, I know.
And it's wait. So you can use a Tesla superchargers for those, right?
Yeah. Tesla opened up their supercharger network.
So you stopped it, like Aaron pointed out to me the other day. You're still paying him?
Well, no, you don't have to go to a supercharger. Like there is a EVgo charger right by my house, like
yeah.
on
but
the
is it,
corner.
Like, fast?
Yeah.
Oh.
Although in my building also they have chargers that you can plug into. We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Rula. Now, you've heard us talk about therapy before. I have a therapist, Matt has a therapist, Carly's had a therapist. You've heard us all talk about this. Therapy is something that everybody can benefit from, and we highly encourage you, the listener, to get help from a mental health professional. And Rula makes that easy for you because telehealth has made mental health care more convenient and accessible for millions of people. However, critical challenges like finding suitable therapists, scheduling appointments, and the expensive out-of-pocket costs still keep many people from getting the care that they need. But Rula is on a mission to make high-quality mental health care from a licensed professional easy and affordable for everyone. And Rula's got you covered because they take most major insurance plans and the average copay is only $15 per session. You can now get the quality care that you need when you need it at an affordable price. Rula isn't just affordable, they also stick with you throughout your journey, making sure that you get the best therapy and that you're making progress. With Rula, every provider is carefully vetted and chosen for their expertise. You'll always know you're in the hands of quality providers who are dedicated to making real progress in your healthcare. The first step on your journey to mental well-being is easy. Rula starts by asking you just a few questions about what's important to you and then provides a list of licensed in-network providers who match your preferences. You can schedule your preferred time and meet with your therapist as soon as the next day. So go to rula.com/good and get started today. That's rula.com/good for convenient therapy that's covered by insurance. You get true end-to-end care, and Rula is committed to supporting you and staying with you every step of the way on your mental health journey. So visit rula.com/good, and now back to the episode.
Gorgeous.
But they're not on yet. Which is such bullshit. When I moved in, they were like, oh, yeah, we have EV spots for you. And I was like, oh,
do
perfect.
Do you complain? I would complain all the time. Be like, when are they going to
I
called out.
That was a selling point.
Yes. And they were like, okay, yeah, we're just waiting for like another, the city has to come and approve it. And it could take 6 months to a year. And I was like, well, I moved in because I was told that this was a feature of the building. And like now every Sunday I have to drive to fucking Sherman Oaks, go up the spiral staircase and spend an hour charge. It's like, this fucking sucks. And they were like, we'll look into it. Month goes by, didn't hear from them. I call them again. Oh, we haven't heard anything. So I decided to call up my city council member and reached out to like a few different people on the city council. And I had a woman who like reached out to, I was like, I don't know what department it is, if it's LADWP, whatever. They reached out. And then like a week later, I called her and I was like, hey, what's going on? She says, there's no record of any backlog on your building. There's no permits being waited.
I don't know what
the situation is. So I called yesterday and I was like, hey, what's going on? And she goes, oh yeah, we talked about this, right? And I was like, yeah. She goes, let me talk to my manager and I'll get back to you. If she comes back to me and says that they're waiting for regulatory
you
approval,
can say,
I'm going to say, but the thing is, like, I don't want them to like kick me out of my apartment after.
They're going to kick you out. No, that would be illegal.
But no, but like after my lease renews, I don't want them to be like, sorry, we're not going to renew your lease because you're just a fucking pain in the ass.
But they sold you on like false pretenses.
Yeah. I know.
You could literally be like, I actually talked to my friend at the city and they said you're a big fat liar. So
you're like, I am the council member.
You should literally start keeping your receipts that you are getting at the Tesla charging stations, be like, you need to reimburse me for this because you said that these were going to be used.
And they're in there. They're already in there. Like I've tried to plug it in and the screen just says like, welcome to, you know, go charge. And you just can't use it. Like none of the buttons work.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
So I'm going to, I
don't know how much I want to push because I don't want them to be
I think you need to get other like tenants to like gang up with you and
form
be
a
like,
union.
I was thinking about
note on all the other electrical cars that you see in the parking lot being like, are you upset? Me too.
Yes.
Let's link.
He has a billboard.
I feel like that would bother them more than you just confronting them.
I mean, you've seen like the TikToks of like, you know, the building manager woman, and it's just like a boom with a bunch of keys. Like, okay, what's going on in your building? The leak? Okay, yeah, we'll get to it.
But your building is nice.
It is.
And it's like, it's so big. They're not like going to be like, oh, that guy, he's not going to be here next year. I don't think it's like that at all.
I don't
know.
Maybe
get a petition going.
I just don't like to bother them. I don't want them to be like, oh, this fucking guy again.
Then go charge your car at Sherman Oaks and stop complaining about it.
Yeah.
I'm just, okay. I think if I have the receipt from the city to be like, look, they told me that there's no backlog. What's the fucking deal? We'll see.
I think you should definitely call them out on lying.
Judge Judy, too.
Yeah.
Oh, go to Judge Judy.
My aunt is actually Judge Judy.
I don't know if Judge Judy is actually still on TV. I think
she's on Peacock.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure,
Or the People's Court.
She's Yossified.
I think she's the highest paid woman like in television history.
Damn.
Yes.
Like for her show, her salary is the highest.
Or definitely also as a judge, too.
Yes, but I think like she's like technically made more money than Oprah from the TV show. Like Oprah makes money from
her business, books, the own network, the magazines.
Yeah. But as a personality, like on TV, I believe Judge Judy is the highest paid.
Queen.
Are you looking it up?
Highest paid judge. Judge Judy.
It is Judge Judy.
My parents got asked to be
she
on it one
has
time.
She has to be like about to clock out. Like Judge Judy's been around for a while.
Like since we were kids. It feels like she's been old since we were kids.
Yeah. But
in
she was
2018, she was the highest paid TV host earning $147 million.
A year?
Yeah.
Damn.
That year.
She's 82.
So
she could still
Biden's age.
Yeah.
She can run the country.
Yeah.
She looks great.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, you should call them out on their shit. Especially if you're going to get another electric car.
Oh, my God.
What?
Have you ever been to court? Like, actual courts? Like, been in a courthouse to either watch something or be on a jury? Wait, what?
Like, in my civics class, we went to, like, sessions.
And watched
Yeah, but they were just, like, boring. They're mainly just, like... It was so funny. I was with my best friend, Caitlin, at the time. And she was, like, had such bad anxiety, but she was literally, like... having so much anxiety in the courtroom because she was like, what if it's gonna be a guy who like murdered someone and then he sees me and he's gonna follow me and murder me? I'm like, calm down. It was it was literally like a traffic ticket. Like, girl, it was just something.
What'd you find?
During the peak of her career, Judge Judy earned $47 million a year, and she just had to work 52 days a year.
Nice.
Less than 2 months.
Icon behavior.
Yeah, you just film a season back to back. That's the thing is with like hosts for shows like that.
Yeah, like American Idol.
Yeah, you just bust it out.
Did you see?
And then you're done.
Yeah.
So the only person that has beat her on that salary is Ellen DeGeneres, who's at $50
million. Damn, I almost thought Martha Stewart would maybe be.
It says Oprah Winfrey yearly earnings are estimated to be around $350 million. That's probably with
everything. Whole business, yeah.
Yeah.
Oprah per year on TV.
God. Yeah, my parents got asked to be on Judge Judy like when I was a little kid because something happened with like a neighbor where like their fence was like encroaching into our fence. I can't remember what it was. It was some stupid like Judge Judy style thing. And my parents like went to the small claims court to like file. And I think Judge Judy or these networks, they have access to the small claims courts.
They prey on them.
And they'll, like, expedite a silly case be like, we'll take this and you don't have to wait that long.
We got to be on TV.
So they reached out to my parents like in the mail and it was like, hey, we saw your case. Do you want to come and argue this on TV? And my parents were like, abso-fucking-lutely not. And I was like,
Did they have a good case that they would win?
They won. They ended up winning.
Okay.
Nice. But like my parents also didn't want to, what?
It says that you really only get paid between $100 and $500 if you're on the show.
Yeah, you don't make a lot of money.
But you still get like your settlement of whatever it is. But you as a guest only get, that makes sense though.
$100 I'd be like, absolutely fucking not.
Yeah, but they just expedited your whole like case and getting it like resolved versus having to deal with like a year of waiting in line for your local court to
But then you're on national television and then you might get hated on by the whole entire world.
Yeah, I think people, unless you were super embarrassing on Judge Judy, I think most people forget.
Yeah, unless it ended up on like tea spill, I think you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a guy that I follow on social media who does like these, maybe you guys have seen where he'll make, like Target makes a Facebook page, but he'll make another Target Facebook page that looks exactly like it's Target.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll respond to like the Karens who comment. Like, one of the big ones that he did was they posted something about Pride or, like, History Month. And
well, they won't be doing that anymore.
Well, yeah, fuck Target. But then someone would be like, I can't believe the place that I shop is doing woke DEI stuff. I'll never shop here again. And then he will respond as Target being like, yeah, that's fine. We actually don't really care if, like, bigots don't shop at our store. And she'll be like, I want to speak to the manager of the social media person. I'll be like, this is the social media manager person. You're a hateful bitch. Like, you should go and bug him. Never shop at Target again.
Iconic.
And so he does this, like, all the time. It's his shtick on social media. And he said that back in the day, him and his buddies would sue each other on purpose to then get on Judge Judy. And he showed a video of, like, him and his friend having a fake argument on Judge Judy, and they just like used it to like get famous.
Didn't Elijah Daniel and Christine Seidelko do that?
Oh, they went on Mari.
Oh, they went on Mari.
And like Tana. It was like,
oh, it wasn't a legal issue.
It was just like dumb, like roommate.
And I think they definitely were like,
it was all fake.
Hamming it up.
Picked to be on the show because they had a social.
And I think it was like well known, like people watching it knew it wasn't real and stuff. Yeah. It was just like a funny, like, you're on Mari, LOL.
And Jerry Springer, all that shit too.
So fake. Loved staying
home.
Maybe
it was Jerry Springer.
And then there was Jenny Jones. Remember her?
Who?
It's like, hi, it's me, Jenny Jones. It was just like Mari.
No.
It's like, it was me. It's me, Jenny Jones.
She's just a nervous Mari.
They would also do Jenny Jones sketches on like Mad TV making fun of Jenny Jones. But she was like a Mari, a Jerry Springer, getting couples to confront each other, paternity tests, all of that kind
of
stuff.
Somebody killed somebody
after a Jenny Jones episode. Where, like, they expose this person as being a cheater or something, and then that person, like, went and murdered them after the show or whatever.
That's why they stopped doing Chris Hansen.
Yes,
to catch a predator.
Oh, yeah.
What was it, like, a priest or something? Or, like, a cop?
Well, it's back.
Is it?
Yeah, he's doing
it. Like, on TV?
I think it's on HBO.
It's on Patreon. You can't do it on TV anymore.
Chris Hansen. Like,
we just watched an episode of Wife Swap last night. I was telling Aaron about this. We hadn't watched it yet, though. But, we've been watching it randomly, and Nolan like looked up the craziest episodes, and there was one that was released in like 2005 or something, and then in 2017 one of the sons from that episode murdered his mom and his younger brother. So we were like, well, we got to watch the episode.
The real mom or the swap
yes,
mom?
Yes, the real one. Yeah. When they, like, oh, 15 years later.
Boy.
And so we were just like, oh, like, I just wanted to get the vibe, like, and it was like pretty, it was actually fun, not funny, but it was like, the new mom that came in was like, you guys should be playing video games, like, having fun. Because the family was very, like, they only played folk music, and they weren't allowed to go on dates or, like, go to school or really do anything.
Very suppressed.
Very suppressed.
And you saw the kid who was the murderer?
Yeah, he's in it. And it was like, oh, my God, because the new mom came in, and she was, like, letting them play video games. And the guy, the kid who was, like, murdered later, you could tell. We were joking. We're like, this is where the switch happened, because he was, like, playing these, like, video games. Like, this is fun. And I was like, oh, no. But
do you think he would have ever murdered his mother if it wasn't for the show?
I don't think it was because of the show. I think they were just so fucking,
like, also just a layer of just, I don't know.
Yeah, like, that was a weird week, Mom. What the fuck was that?
Yeah, I don't think it was that. I think he just, that's what happens when you're, like, so sheltered sometimes, I think.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, there's just also just some amount of people that are just crazy and gonna kill people.
True.
Yeah.
It's just, like, gonna happen.
It happens.
I wonder what astrological signs. It said that Jeffrey Dahmer was a Gemini.
Yeah, we love food.
Oh, God.
That's gross.
The Jerry Springer, though, apparently a lot of them were just completely fake, like scripted. They hired actors. 100%.
It was like watching WWE.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that till way too late. I was like, where are they finding these fucking people? Like,
not cases.
It's.
I'm always just fascinated by like the ones that are like the children, where it's like, I'm 11 years old and I want to be pregnant and I want to do drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, my child is like a lost cause or something. Yeah. And they're just trying to like scare them straight. And so then they would bring out like the drill sergeant who would like yell in the kid's face or whatever.
Well, like, then the one kid was like, do you want me to be your daddy? And he goes, I do. And then the cop like broke down. He's like, okay, I'll hug you.
So
it was like so heartwarming because the kid was acting up and the drill sergeant was like, do you want to be like me when you get old? He's like, And then he says, you want to be your daddy? And he just goes, I do. It's really heartbreaking. The kids are, well, fucking, what's her name? Catch Me Outside. How about that?
Yeah.
I mean,
girl's got
career.
A whole career.
How about that?
Did you know she has cancer?
What?
Apparently she has cancer. Like, she's like, but people are like, kind of like, does she, like, you know?
Cancer? What kind of cancer?
Let me look it up really fast. What's her name? Bad Bunny?
Danielle Bregoli.
Bad Bunny.
Is that
Bad Baby.
Name?
Bad Baby.
She does music too now?
Yeah,
she's been doing
good music. But I don't feel like I think she does more OnlyFans. Oh, yeah.
Blood cancer.
Gucci flip flops. Fucking hit your bitch and massage. It's a. Bestie, my bestie. Or.
White Porsche. White
Horse.
High
Bitch.
It's, yeah. I mean, they're bops. Out of that girl to go from that and you think like, oh, she wants to be a rapper, it's definitely not going to be good. And it was actually good.
It's like Queen.
Yeah.
Apparently it's a Bad Bunny updates fans. Oh, sorry.
Bad Bunny.
Bad Baby. Sorry. I thought I said updates her only fans. So I was kind of giggling because it updates her fans on cancer battle. She shared that the type is blood cancer that elevates her white blood cell count, but does not affect her physical strength. It's not breast cancer or lung cancer, anything like that. It's a blood cancer. It doesn't affect me physically. I don't.
That sounds horrific.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Dr. Phil, that was the episode, right?
Yep.
Also fake.
Yeah. Dr. Phil?
Yeah. He's like a fraud. Isn't he not even like a real therapist or whatever?
Oh, yeah. If he's like not licensed as a therapist. He's like a doctor of like toes or something.
Oprah made him famous, right? Because he would go on Oprah's show.
He was always on Oprah.
Yeah, she had books on like marital problems and
same with Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz was all over Oprah and now he has his own show. And now he's like, maha.
I think he is a real doctor, though.
Dr. Oz?
Okay, Dr. Phil is not a medical doctor, but he's a former practicing psychologist. Okay.
And now he's going on fucking immigration raids. Did you see this?
It says he's not a licensed therapist. So while he had his show, he was not a licensed therapist.
So just
scam artist.
He just remembered it, how to do it. Wait, he did.
He
what?
Lost his license.
Where did he find it? Where's my license? I love.
Wait, I want to know why.
You could do a good Dr. Phil.
Listen, Darla, you have to understand, if you can't be just going and eating the cake. You need to make diet choices. I can kind of do
that. He's from Dallas, too?
Fort Worth.
Oh, okay.
I think so. He's, like, from Fort Worth.
Oh, okay. It said that he stopped renewing his Texas license to practice psychology in 2006, but he never had a license in California where the show was taped.
Oh, okay.
Unreal.
And it said... the California Board of Psychology determined that because McGraw's television show was more about entertainment than psychology, he did not need a license.
Yeah.
Okay, Fox. It's like Fox News.
Well, this past week, he decided to film himself going with ICE on immigration raids.
What?
And it's
like he was with them?
Down on the border or just
I don't know exactly.
Rounding up illegal immigrants in different cities?
Like he went with border agents, ICE, and it's like a video of him and they're like, they have someone arrested. And Dr. Phil's just like standing next to this guy who's like arrested. And the guy goes, are you Dr. Phil? And the Dr. Phil goes, yeah, how do you know who I am? And it's just like this weird like.
Is he there to like facilitate like emotionally what's going
on?
Or he's there for his own entertainment?
He's like a MAGA like supporting like wants to see people like in action getting arrested at the border. Like,
bizarre.
Getting deported.
He's not just being like a dog, the bounty hunter. Like you need a cigarette,
no,
brother.
He's trying to like build like. He's trying to clout chase off the fucking immigration and be like supporting it. He's not there to like protest. He's there as a support of the.
It's just people who don't like brown people.
Deportations, yeah.
Oh,
it says in 1988, he lost his license as well because he got two complaints of misconduct, including sexual advances towards his patients.
Okay, so why the fuck did he have a whole show? Like, this is, I hate that. I hate finding stuff out. And it's just like, this is all just like,
that was in 1988. So then he must have got it back. It was just suspended.
Yeah, Oprah's promoted a lot of questionable people.
Like who?
Dr. Oz, too.
Yeah, but I guess I don't know his past history.
Dr. Oz, he's just like always promoting.
Even now, I'm saying before.
Oh, you're saying.
Like when she promoted him.
Oh, he might have been. Yeah, I guess.
There's probably he didn't get a list.
He's pretty young. He's only 64, Dr. Oz.
And he ran for something?
Yeah, the Pennsylvania governor, maybe?
I think congressman.
Senator?
Yeah.
What?
He obtained a doctor of medicine, MD. And a and a master of business. I thought he only got a master of business, and so I was like, oh, that's why, yeah.
No, I think he's like an actual doctor.
Yeah, he has a doctor of medicine, an MD, and a master of business administration from the University of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but it always seems like he's like shelling out like products. Like
that's what I'm saying.
The whole show seems like sponsored.
It is, yeah.
And he's just
Senate.
Yeah, it's not like I feel like he's like actively trying.
Dr. Mike, that guy fucking rules.
Who's Dr. Mike?
Handsome doctor on YouTube and like all
social
media.
Oh yeah, me and Aaron collabed with him in New York.
Oh yes, that was.
He's got a big cube doll.
Years ago.
Yeah, I think I set you guys up with that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I think you did too.
Yeah, he's really popular now, and he like debates these like pseudoscience people and does really good, like medical content. But it was really smart how he built his YouTube channel. He would do like
reacting to Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, or
I
doctor,
know, I really
real
like
doctor
those.
Reacts to House or Grey's Anatomy, and I'm like, this is fucking brilliant.
And he's like an objectively good looking guy.
Oh yeah.
Who's a doctor?
Yeah.
I watched, I want to say it was like maybe sometime last year, a house tour of his popped up on my YouTube and it's fucking sick.
In New York?
Yeah. It must be upstate or something.
It's a house?
Yeah. It's
oh, maybe in New Jersey.
Huge.
How on Grey's Anatomy, the characters themselves, are they really rich? Like
in the show?
In the show. Well, I guess we meet them when they're students, yeah. Right? And then they go on to become surgeons.
It's like Vanderpump
but
Rules.
Are they ever, like, towards the end, are they, like,
I
really
feel like
wealthy?
They all have houses.
I feel like they don't really address it like that, though,
like,
right?
You'll see, they'll have, like, dinner parties, and, like, they all are in homes.
Okay.
Yeah. But not, like...
No one has, like, a boat or anything? Like...
I can't remember.
Well, if they did, they would definitely crash.
Like 5 years ago.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I don't know if any of them are billionaires yet on
in
the show.
What characters are making, not the actors themselves, but
the
lifestyle.
It's
like,
always...
I'm watching Mad Men. I'm like hearing like their salaries and what they're making, but then it's all like 1960. So I'm just having to like crunch numbers and figure out.
I was doing
out.
That too, watching Mad Men. I was like, what would that be now?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
But a lot of those like sitcoms too, or movies where it'll be someone in New York with their apartment, it makes absolutely no sense. Like in Big Daddy, he's just like some fucking bum guy and he's got
a
massive fucking loft with like 12-foot ceilings and 2 bedrooms.
Big
what?
Daddy is set in Buffalo.
I thought it's in New York.
Or Albany. Isn't it?
I thought it was New York.
I thought it was in
too.
New York.
In New York State, but I don't think it's in Manhattan.
Or like the Friends cast, like how big their apartments are in New York.
Oh, yeah, they're like,
well, they had a rich family.
The people on Friends?
Yeah, Monica and Ross's parents were really rich, and I'm pretty sure it was Monica's apartment.
The and one then, house I'm always baffled by, the Full House and That's So Raven House that are in Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco, those houses are like $16 million. Maybe I'm exaggerating. $10 million.
Like, are they way more expensive than the houses around them?
No. All the houses in that area are extremely expensive, but like, I don't know.
I mean, I get it for a TV show. Like, you don't want to be in like a, you know, studio apartment for your main characters to have all of their interactions, but...
Also, yeah, plot point. Remember he won like a lawsuit and that's how he had all his money?
Oh, in Big Daddy?
Yeah.
Are they in New York City?
Yeah.
They're not in Buffalo? Is the little boy from Buffalo?
Buffalo.
I feel like he's like, I'm from Buffalo.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it says Sonny, law school graduate.
Oh, okay.
And he said he has food delivered by his friend Natsu and lives off a $200,000 compensation from an accident.
Oh.
So $200,000 if he's got an apartment. That apartment was probably like $4,000 a month at least.
In 1999.
Yeah. Are you
really?
Kidding me?
It's really big.
It's huge.
Oh, okay. I've never seen
it. It looks like a high school.
You ever seen
Big
Daddy? Oh, my God. You got to
continue
your Adam
Scuba
Sandler.
Steve.
Huh?
Hip-hop and Anonymous.
She's never seen it.
What?
It's Cole Sprouse.
They keep referencing things that you still won't know.
It's Cole and Dylan Sprouse or the little kid, right?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, they did a little...
But they switch off playing the same boy.
Yes, because of child labor laws, right?
Yeah, like
right.
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan.
How everyone thought that she had a twin when they were filming.
That's opposite.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
They thought that that was her situation.
Yeah, and then she's like, there's a story where the president of Disney
they're like,
was like,
I don't really have a twin.
And then she was like, well, then you should have paid me double because if you thought I was doing the work of two people, you should have paid me double. But I don't know if that's just like a made up story.
Okay, and you said Friends. Who said Friends?
I said Friends. I'd never
seen it. I think
that
was the rich.
Rich, but like Seinfeld makes
that
sense.
Jerry's seems like
got
a normal
one-bedroom
apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they go out
and
to
he's
the
a
coffee
comedian.
Shop.
That makes sense that Monica's family pays for it. I'm trying to think of, I mean, Ross is a paleontologist, so I guess maybe
he's
getting paid
money.
A lot.
A paleontologist?
Yeah.
Is his occupation on the show?
Does he work at the museum or is he actively going on digs?
I think he works at a museum.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I remember correctly. But I'm like, of course, I think he would make a lot of money doing that, but I don't know.
Maybe he discovered a couple big bones. Did that happen?
I just remember he would
show?
Always do like, he'd have to do speeches. I think he was a professor too.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a professor and a,
And Joey's an actor?
Joey's an actor. Yeah. He's on Days of Our Lives.
Oh, okay.
Phoebe, no idea how she affords
her
life.
She's like a cafe musician, right?
Yes, sort of. And a masseuse and she's kind of everything.
A jack of all trades.
Yeah.
Whatever she's up for.
And then no
day.
One knows what Chandler does, really.
Yeah. Rachel has a good job.
Okay.
She works in fashion.
What? Yeah. Ross?
Who else?
I guess like movies, like if you watch like a Zach Braff movie or something, these people are just, there was some article that was, I saw that it was just compiling all the unrealistic apartments of people from movies and TV shows. It's like, there's no way that this 23-year-old like intern at a law firm is affording a, you know, $10,000 a month New York City skyrise, but it's you gotta just
Let's
suspend
see.
Belief for the for
one
the show.
Came out in at the, in December.
What did
an unrealistic apartments and houses in film and television?
Yeah, that's probably what I saw. Just completely separate. If you or anyone you know is going to be working on Suits LA and they're looking for any cameo spots, we would love to be on the show.
How do we not think of this one? Sex in the City. That is so unrealistic. She has like the nice fucking apartment. It's a brownstone.
We're talking about Carrie.
Yeah,
Carrie's not in a brownstone.
I thought she was.
Which stairs is she going up in her brownstone?
There's stairs. She sits on the stoop all the time.
Oh,
but it's like
but
a,
she's
it's like
but
yeah.
It's not like an
but
entire multi-story
no, but
brownstone.
Even if you just have one floor of a brownstone, that's fucking expensive. They're extremely desirable.
Let me, I mean, I could.
Extremely desirable.
Have you ever been inside of a brownstone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've never been inside one.
It feels like you're in the suburbs in New York City. It's
Would
amazing.
If you live in a brownstone in Manhattan, please invite us over. We'd love to come.
It's really nice. Yeah. It sucks to like move in and out of because there's just that extra flight of stairs and it's
right
a little bit smaller than a regular whatever. But the unrealistic that is a big one. Was she like a writer for a magazine?
She's a columnist.
Yes.
Sex columnist.
I mean, like, yeah. So
you're not making anything. Yeah. It's crazy. It says in 2000 for the Friends one is on there. Monica's apartment. It says in 2000 the median rent in New York City was $747.
Wow.
Which is like crazy
what?
For
wow.
them.
Yeah. You could have bought like full apartments for like a couple $100,000 that are now worth like $2 million. It's pretty crazy.
Damn.
It says on the show Monica sublet the apartment from her grandma who had retired to Florida, and it was $200 a month.
$200
a
month?
That's a fucking slay.
Didn't you have like an aunt who had like a rent-controlled apartment one time when
that
we were in Manhattan?
That is very good memory, yes.
And
it's because her, my aunt's, or my great-grandfather rescued a bunch of kids from the Holocaust. Like he set up a whole service and like an orphanage in France and brought a bunch of kids from the Holocaust to France and then brought them to the U.S. And there was one of these kids who grew up to be just like a massive real estate dude in New York. And then gave this guy's daughter, who was my aunt, the sickest like 2-bedroom apartment on Park Avenue overlooking the park. And it was like $480 a month. And
she was paying that.
She was paying that basically until she died in like 2013.
Damn, that's awesome.
And, but they would, it's like a, this is a similar thing where if you get a rent controlled place, the owners of the building do try to like make your life as difficult as possible. So they won't let you use the service elevator because you technically can't move anybody in or out. It's like only for you. So if you have like an appliance that needs to get replaced, you just can't do it. So like if you go to some of these, I think Adam's aunt has something like this too, where like the refrigerator is from the 60s and the oven is from the 50s because you just can't get a new appliance because they won't let you use the service elevator because you're technically not allowed to move anything. So they make your life like kind of difficult and you can't do any construction on it. So like my aunt's apartment looked like it was straight out of the 70s. Was crazy.
Didn't you have like keys to it one time and you and me were in Manhattan? Or I was like, why don't you go live in it?
Because I can't.
But the whole thing with getting a rent control to like pass over to you, that you have, I thought you have to like live with person.
Yeah.
No, it says that she illegally sublet it from her grandma.
They're very strict about, they don't want you to do it because like every other apartment around her, they renewed and they rents were like $10,000-$15,000 a month. And hers was $480 a month.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That is fucking insane.
If I was a landlord, oh my God, I'd be so pissed. I'd be like, this lady needs to fucking die.
And like the doorman.
With all due respect to your grandma.
Well, so if I ever went to the building, it's like, make it very clear to the doorman that you're just visiting and then leaving, because if they even get a sense that you're sleeping there, they can,
you're like a guest of hers.
There was some rule about you can only have a certain number of guests per month. It's crazy. Control.
I feel like all like apartments have that, but it's like obviously never enforced.
I mean,
doorman though.
Yeah.
How long do you have to live somewhere for it to finally go into rent control? Or was rent control a law that existed like a long time ago and now they don't uphold it?
Some places do. Like some places in LA. Like,
yeah, are rent-controlled buildings. Like, there a certain number of buildings in a city need to be rent-controlled to help people.
Like, Mackenzie Stith, she's been living in that one apartment for so long, and it's just been rent-controlled. She's like, it's, like, right near, like, Beverly Hills and everything, and it's, like, I think she pays, like, a really good price.
Yeah.
I think it was, like, $900 when I first moved here.
Yeah, and
I was
like,
you pay $900? That's so expensive.
And it's, like, been 10 years. Like, that's crazy, and it's probably still $900.
It is a studio apartment.
Yeah, but now it would be, like, at least, like, it's probably $1,600-$1,700, right?
Yeah. Man.
It's crazy. It's only paying $900.
Just living on Central Park for like less than $500 a month.
That's American dream, baby.
The apartment was, though, like the furniture was like crazy. The carpets were like green.
You weren't even allowed to get new furniture.
I just think she didn't really care to. It was just like they made it such a pain in the ass.
I'm sorry. I must have missed it. But what happened to it?
Well, she passed away.
And you can't give it to someone.
Yeah, once you pass away, then it goes back to the owner of the building. So then they finally were able to renew it. Now it's probably like $15,000 a month.
Then they're just being like,
Let's
finally get the refrigerator out of there.
Yeah. I wish like there was a way to do it. My parents are like, there's just absolutely no way. Like,
sad.
It's not in her name. It's just it's like the rental agreement is just with her. And it's very clear that when she moves out, rent control ends.
Damn.
And the doorman knows who she is.
It's cold.
What?
It's cold.
I know.
Cutthroat.
It happens.
It's a business.
Do you miss Manhattan at all?
Not at all.
Really?
I hate Manhattan.
Do you miss Brooklyn?
Yeah, a little bit. It's like nice.
Do you miss New York?
No.
Hmm.
It's like 12 degrees out there right now.
Well, I guess like temperature aside.
Not really.
See.
Manhattan to me is sick psychological experiment that people are just convincing themselves that, this is great. Yeah. Just constant sirens, trucks, disgusting garbage, smells like piss
everywhere.
Just
like all the food spots that are like in walking distance and things just seem like a possibility.
Sure.
You could get to somewhere for just $2 and go eat at a really great restaurant. Like,
you mean like take the subway?
Take the subway, zip around.
There's usually
a really good sushi spot, like at least four around you any given time.
Right. Yeah. It's like a prison colony. Well, we have everything we want. Where do we have to go?
I love that. I don't know. Sometimes in LA, I'm just like, oh, everything's like so far that I really want. And then I'm sick of everything around me. Like,
I don't know. Living on the 78th floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
And you'd have to take the stairs.
Like, what if the power goes out and you're on the 77th floor?
Yeah, true.
Get fucked.
Yeah.
Hope you have enough water to live for however.
That is something that sucks about, like, here are, like, subway systems are just, like, gross and, nasty.
But only, like, one route.
In, Japan, it's, like, so clean. Like, nobody, everyone's respectful and, like, just, like, cute.
That's true. Yeah, like culture there in general.
It's like crazy just realizing like how like gross our culture is.
Our public transportation is, yeah.
Can we just go into politics a little bit? I just have a question.
Sure.
Are they going to be getting rid of income tax? And then what is consumerism tax?
Wait, they're getting rid of income tax?
Well, like Trump's trying to get rid of income tax,
There was a bill introduced to eliminate the IRS and the income tax.
And then, but then they're going to have like a consumption tax, right?
Nobody
you
really
get
knows.
Taxed on like how much you.
The
consume.
Way these executive orders are written are like chatty. Like it doesn't make sense. So no one knows.
Is it
they're
good
reading.
Thing that if income tax goes away,
no, it's absolutely gonna be not. Bad. Everything becomes like because then some of the theories is that sales tax right now is like 10%.
Yes,
sales tax could be 40-50%. Right. So every time you buy something,
but it won't affect food, though, right?
It depends. I don't know. Maybe they tax food too.
They have it like in their. I'm just like, I keep hearing this and I'm like, well, I mean, is that going to work? Because like, well, I don't want to like have an income tax. I really don't. But even though
the IRS, I think for every dollar
liberal
that
who's
you
like,
also have an income tax.
Civic duty to pay my taxes.
I'm sure if you make over a certain amount, you won't have an income tax.
I think the IRS, for every dollar we spend on them, they earn $10 for the federal government, which is like one of the most efficient and effective programs that we have. So if we got rid of it, that means we'd be losing so much income for the federal government, which is like a way to cut spending, but it's also, I don't think, the way to cut spending. Like, why do we need to increase the military and buy another 80 billion planes that cost $10 trillion?
But I can have more money in my pocket.
Yeah, the problem is that it just really disproportionately hurts poor people because poor
people's
income taxes
are... It's more money for you,
are,
less for them. That's yeah. the problem.
But then they... Right, but...
You have to make up that money somehow. So if you're not paying the taxes on your income, the government needs to make that money somehow, and they're just going to make everything taxed way higher. So that means that, like, sure, you'll have more money, but the people who are making $30,000 a year and not paying any income tax, they're already not paying any income tax because they're making so little. But now when they go to the store and they want to buy a t-shirt, it's $70 for a $20 t-shirt because of taxes. So it's like really, really would disproportionately affect poor people. And the IRS as an institution is like the most, one of the most beneficial systems we have.
Okay.
Like the military doesn't really make us any money. We just spend money on the military. The IRS is one of the only things that makes money more than it costs. So okay. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I'm still trying to understand it.
It's a fucking algorithm.
Like I'll
of yours.
Get, yeah. Like, yeah, it's the damn algorithm.
Yeah.
And then I'll get served something. It's like, why wouldn't you want this?
Because yeah,
under like Trump's administration to like to have income tax, and they'll just like fully explain it. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like,
did they explain
well,
anything
like,
that I just said?
No, it's great what you just explained. I guess that is the
argument
against
it. I gotta
send you more. I just am so curious, like, but like, if so, you say it will affect poor people
100%
in the worst way possible.
Yes. Because only people that are earning a certain income or higher are paying income taxes. But if you're earning very low wages, you are not paying income taxes like that substantially. If you're making $30,000 a year, you might be paying $5,000-$10,000 a year, not even $10,000. Whatever you're paying, it's very minimal. So like a family that's on $30,000 a year, if they save an extra $2,000-$3,000, great. But then if everything costs twice as much, you really fucked over that family.
Do you believe that people are disincentivized to earn higher incomes?
No, that's absolute bullshit.
That's
rich
bullshit,
people
right?
bullshit, 100%.
People gay, keep saying that.
Yeah,
or like
it's fucking
the right
dumb people.
Says that all the time. And it's I'm just, always like, yeah. huh?
And they're just dumbasses.
People don't want to earn more money because they know that they're going to get taxed more.
They're bootlicker, dumbass, uneducated morons.
Right. Okay. And these, and I'm just talking these things out because like, and it's not what
I'm thinking
I believe.
About specific yeah. people.
Yeah. Who?
Just like Republicans oh. that I know that I'm just like,
right.
They're bootlicking. Hey, rich people, we got to. Yeah.
This also isn't an algorithm thing. It's also just like friends I know who are that way. And
sure.
they make TikToks and it's like, well, they're my friend. But like they just put out this shit. I'm always like, huh?
Yeah, it's bad.
You think about it that way. It's confused. It's just.
It's bad.
Right.
We'll see. I don't know. It's going to be a rough couple of years. I just saw one statistic today, though. I was looking up like Donald Trump's health because I was like, how old is he? What is his records? Whatever. And some doctor apparently came out and says he has only a 25% chance of living through the full term.
Jesus.
It was the astrologer that predicted that.
Wasn't it an astrologer?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, this was a health report that I read. It was like a doctor based on like.
Astrologer. And they're like, well, got to figure out.
But one out of four.
But do we really want J.D. Vance to, I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like when he goes, the whole cult
it does, yeah.
dissipates
the,
too.
The cult, when they lose their leader, they are no more.
Although people are saying like the son, Baron, is trying to be...
He's a leader.
A politician.
Well, they're trying to like make him a thing. Like they pant him on the camera. They make the memes.
I've never heard him like talk.
Have you seen the suitcase meme?
Suitcase.
I want my suitcase.
Yeah, it's like a
he's
child.
He's like a baby.
But like he has an accent. Cause
right, because his dad
he's
was never
kid.
Around.
Yeah, but maybe he still
he
does. Maybe
dad's
he's
never
like, hello, my name is Baron or whatever the fucking accent is. Like,
yeah.
Maybe.
People, I want to hear his voice. But I don't think he's going to have the... God, he's such a dick too. There yeah. was a quote someone, I don't know if it's official, but someone said that he was at like a Mar-a-Lago dinner or something, and they were like, oh, you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth. And he was like, actually, it was gold. Just like, dude, go fuck yourself.
Slay.
Okay.
It's like a good comeback.
Yeah, no, it's like he is fun. He's funny, but yeah, it's gonna be tough.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring up politics.
No, it's okay. It's good. It's good to get a little educated and reframe some just absolute nonsense, bullshit, bootlicking, dumb shit. Yeah, I don't know. The amount of, like, I do get a lot of these fucking memes, and some of these people are just, like, some girl that I don't follow, but I do see, because I will respond to people commenting on her channel, like, this is just wrong factually, and I just try to whatever, so I see their content. And this girl posted a story of her, like, in, like, a fancy dress, like, mirror selfie, and it says maybe she's born with it, or maybe it's just that the deportations have started. As in, like, I'm so like chic and excited about it. And I'm just like, this is like pure fucking evil. Like,
yeah, you would have there's been, a lot of people doing that now.
Like, you would have been a fucking Nazi, like straight up. You would have been like, yeah, send the Jews out of here.
Yeah.
Crazy. I don't know.
Crickets.
And none of it surprises me. So I don't really have
it's just
to say.
It's just so shocking how brazen people are in their hatred.
That
they
is
don't
like,
even,
yeah, I mean.
Like, cancel culture actually kind of fucking worked. Like, if you said some shit, like, yeah, you're going to lose your career. I think we got to bring that back.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, people are. Like, the people who were doing the, like, Elon salute, like, a lot of them were, like, doing it on social media and got fired.
Oh, the people who are doing the salute? Yeah.
I didn't even see that.
Because people are like, if you don't think it's bad, then do it. Yeah. You know, then you do it. And so they'd be like, okay, I give my heart to you. And they would, like, do the exact thing and fired.
Fired. I mean, yeah. There was, a woman who was in a city council who did it too. Some blonde woman.
Some woman did it with
her
little kid.
In the council or just posted a video of her doing it?
She posted a video.
In the council?
No. She was like at home doing like, I give my heart out to you. And she kept doing the salute, like clearly being a fucking Nazi. And then she lost her job.
It's just like, the thing that's crazy to me is like people who are Jewish that are saying that that's not what it is. Because it's like, by doing that, in my opinion, you're just, like, it's normalizing it, and
Jewish
now people
Nazis,
are like, oh, I can just do that then, and it's, like, funny, and...
It's very difficult to, like, there's Jewish Nazis now, which is fucking crazy.
I know,
crazy.
Yeah.
I've gotten to so many arguments with people in the last 2 weeks that I know that are Jewish, are like, what do you mean? He went to fucking Israel and, like, supported whatever. Okay. Ugh. I don't know. It's very frustrating.
Yeah,
if you're a Jew, once again, Elon Musk is not a fucking friend. He is a Nazi.
He's a foe.
He's a foe. He's an enemy. Do not gaslight yourself into not seeing what a fucking hail
to
Hitler
not
is.
Zing.
Not seeing. Not seeing, yeah. Oh, do you know how Hitler tied his shoes?
No, what do you mean?
He tied them with little Nazis.
Oh, shut
Stop.
Up. Cute. I was expecting you to like show an actual like
no, it's
way
just
he
a stupid,
tied his shoes.
Just a stupid joke. Anyway, what else can we talk about? How much longer do we have here?
Well, we have stuff, but I guess we can save it.
We can save that
for
another
episode.
I mean, it's
been an hour.
Well, I have a couple like things from like Reddit we could talk about if you want.
Sure.
Like, little ask Reddits. Okay, this one I thought was interesting. If the person you hate the most were to experience one slight inconvenience every day for the rest of their lives, what would you choose it to be? I'll read the top comment.
Like a paper cut, a toe stub.
Somebody said reaction time of their electronic devices, like laptop, smartphone, always 5 seconds to 5 minutes late, depending on how stressed they are.
Wait, what does that mean?
Like if you go to open your email,
like
it takes 5 seconds or 5 minutes for your email to open.
Like they're hypothetically saying like it'll like just their technology is just really fucking slow.
Like if you give them a
hack.
Yeah,
annoying
this data
as fuck.
Is, oh yeah, it's just slow. They get a new
mad
phone
would you
and
be?
It's still slow.
You open your email, it takes 5 minutes to open your email.
Dude, slow Wi-Fi. Like when I'm on an airplane and the Wi-Fi is slow, there is a rage in me that
I didn't know
existed.
Bad.
And like if someone sends you an image and you're just waiting for it to download and then it doesn't finish and then you need to restart the whole thing again.
Yeah.
I just turn off the Wi-Fi because I'm like, I don't think of myself as an angry person, but goddamn, slow Wi-Fi. I'm getting heated. I'm going to calm down.
Are you one of those people that gets like really heated of little things, but not really the big things?
I think it's just slow Wi-Fi on the planes. Like slow Wi-Fi specifically, because it's just like, it's like you're in a bad dream.
Like my Wi-Fi is feeling slow, and then my data is feeling slow, and then I'm going between 5G LTE trying to figure out like what's going on.
Yeah.
I hate that. Trying to think about the little inconvenience I wish.
Like their coffee order's always wrong.
I feel like if there was somebody I hated.
I like these like clever, like someone said.
Just no joke lands. They can't get anyone.
Yes, like that. It's like, yeah. There's like, God, like no one's laughing at anything I'm saying.
Yeah.
Someone said saved passwords on all devices are always incorrect. So every time they sign in, they have to reset the password.
Yeah. I was thinking like credit card fraud, or they're always getting charged for something that like they didn't make. And they're like, what? I didn't make that. And they have to like,
have you seen the SNL, the Weekend Update with Michael Che and Colin Jost, where Michael Che, before he comes out, tells the audience, do not laugh at a single one of his jokes. It's one of the funniest things ever.
Oh, that's so
funny. He only did it to him one time?
It was like one segment. And
was he just like...
Well, so he says, just laugh as hard as you fucking can at my shit. And when Colin says his joke, silence.
That's really
and
funny.
And you just see Colin do his first joke, and it's like, all right, that didn't land. And then it comes to the second and third. And you just see him like start to get red, and he's like all sweaty, and it's... Oh, it's so delicious. It's
I
so
love
good.
Their relationship.
So mean.
Yeah. I love that the joke swaps too.
Yes, they always like prank each other. Yeah. So on live TV, I think that's so great.
Yeah. But that one specifically is like,
oh my God.
Can you imagine? You're on SNL and you're like, so,
I would feel terrible as an audience member.
Nancy Pelosi came out. I was Colin Jost though, and I had been around for like a good 10 years, even 15 years, probably being a writer. And I would think Michael Che would have it up his sleeve.
He did. Like, it did not seem like he knew what was going on. He really was like, so Nancy Pelosi today, blah, blah, blah. Huh? And it was just.
I need to see this.
Oh, my God. It's so it makes good. Me so uncomfortable.
I'm just trying to think about somebody that I hate. Like, I don't know that
what
I hate.
What you would want.
Well, no, I can't think of a human being that I'm like, I hate this person so much that I wish.
Think of like Trump or something. Just
Donald Trump.
Like, there's something like so simple.
You've just been sitting here talking shit about these people.
I thought I meant like someone personally in my life. Oh,
well, that is the prompt, but
no, that's a good one. Just like that, their shoes are always too small.
Like, every day,
yeah. Like they put their shoes on. I'm like, this. It's like, and it's like uncomfortable.
I think to be super itchy all over and never have a cure.
Oh, itchiness.
That'd be so annoying.
Ugh.
Or just like always have the hiccups.
Yeah,
like for years.
Hiccups forever. Someone says, you know when you think you plugged in your phone, but the next day you find it at 10% because apparently it wasn't plugged in properly? Yeah, that.
Yeah, every day. Every day. Those are good.
Yeah. One sock is always moist. That's
like
kind of a boring one.
Or you stub your toe or like bang your
That's
shin
what I said.
Once a day.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that really sharp feeling like in your butt?
Oh, yeah.
Like proctalgia fugax or whatever it's called.
Oh, I thought it was like a period thing.
No, it's like it can happen like 13% of people. It happens to me probably like once every like 2 months or something.
Sharp pain in your butt.
It feels like
I've
someone has taken an ice pick and it's like,
ow.
Yeah, it's like it's a spasm of like your
sphincter.
I don't know, your sphincter.
Do you scream like that?
No,
but it can feel like that. Ow. Like I'll be like, it can happen when I'm by myself, but I'm definitely like, but like, even if it's happened, if I'm around people, it's so hard to like act normal while it's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But wishing that on someone where it like happens all the time.
But only during like important things.
Yeah.
Where it would be embarrassing
just
if they
wedding.
Had to.
Interviews,
make
wedding.
A noise.
Oh.
Do you ever get the thing where you try to breathe in really deeply and it feels really sharp?
I hate that.
No.
I hate that too because I'm like, is it going to go away or is it going to get worse? I'm going to have to go to the
hospital. It literally feels like there's a needle that's about to puncture your lung if you breathe in too strongly.
Yeah.
And then I saw a girl make a video about it. And I was like, oh, it's not just me.
Yeah.
You have to like breathe gently until it goes away. Because if you,
yeah. And then you're like, I hope I can breathe normally again.
What's it coming from? I don't know.
I forget what it's called. Some medical
thing.
It's
like a stress thing. You've never had this where you go, if you go like, and you breathe in, it's like, oh my God, my lung's going to get punctured.
Yeah, it's like sharp.
Yeah, I always thought, the first time it happened, I was like, I'm having a heart attack.
Yes.
But then I was like, wait, I just breathed through it and it's gone.
That's when it's like, the first person to ever feel, have like, the first person to sleep, were they like, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
Or the first person ever went to sleep?
Yeah, like, were they like, what the fuck was this? You know what I mean? Or like the first person with a headache. Like, am I dying?
Yeah.
First person that had diarrhea, the first person who threw up. Like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, throwing up is
You'll
crazy.
You'll have to ask Adam and Eve. They experienced it first.
Oh, yeah, probably, true.
Yeah. This one, this is rough. Whenever anything good happens to them, they wake up from a dream.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
That's so sad.
That's really good.
God, I had one of the worst dreams last night. It terrified me.
Can you explain?
I was with my niece, and we were on a water slide. And she was like ahead of me and I was talking to someone and I look ahead and it was a water slide that was really high up off the ground. And she jumped over.
Over and, like, it? And she fell. Can't swim?
What do you mean? No, she like hit pavement.
Oh, fuck.
And then like, but lived. But like I had injured the baby on my watch and I wasn't looking at it. It like,
did you Google?
What did I Google? What does it mean?
Yeah.
I think it just,
baby.
I definitely, well, I think because I'm knitting the baby blanket all the time and I'm always thinking about like her, I guess, and just like understanding one day I'm going to have a child. And it's the only child that like I've been around that like,
you're
I've
like
actively,
I'm gonna kill my kid.
I don't know. Just like, just,
might be your fear of potentially becoming
a dad.
Yeah.
I think, no, I don't think I'm like scared about becoming a
that
father.
Means you
it's
should
like,
have
no, I'm like scared of like
it's a sign.
The, just just being aware of things.
You're opening
when you
up a
are,
new center in your brain that you need to be aware
it
of.
It just felt so real. And when I woke up, I was like, thank gosh it didn't happen.
Yeah, that's awful.
But so real, the whole moment. Oh, God, freaked me out.
Did she, like, bounce off the pavement? Like, how did she?
She, like, land. I was expecting just, like, blood splatter, and, like, it didn't. She just,
her
like,
brains
hit the pavement.
Were
and I was like, oh, my God, thank God she's not, like, you know.
Yeah.
But it was, like, broken bones and stuff.
Oh, it was, she didn't like wake up unscathed.
Oh, I would have like woken up from that dream.
Yeah, no, I did.
Someone said to audibly and an olfactory man in an olfactory manner fart in the most awkward time/place they encounter every day.
I was gonna say every time they fart, they have a little bit of poop that comes out.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
They wear their underwear every single day.
That's a good one.
Or they can't. They can't fart quietly ever. Anytime they fart, it's a full.
But
don't
like trumpet.
Loud.
Yeah.
Neighbor hears it.
Always have a runny nose.
Is there another question?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. It's going to take a second to load.
Slow Wi-Fi.
Well, this is kind of... Hold on. Sorry. I saved a bunch of them. This one is... Oh, this one's interesting, kind of. What's one basic hygiene that you see people overlooking the most? Like, the top comment is, like, how to floss properly.
Yeah.
A lot of people just, like...
People have, like, gingivitis and stuff or, like, all that crud in their mouth sometimes. I'm very, like, what is that?
How do I feel like you... sometimes it's, like, hereditary, though.
Like, the gingivitis. Oh, I guess
there's,
I never understand
calcification
people
calcification
like,
or whatever.
It's so hard that it's impossible to remove.
No, only dentists can do it.
Oh.
You need the tool.
So you just have to, like, go to the dentist more.
Okay. Right.
But it's not, like... Not all of the time. I don't think it's caused by like lack of
flossing?
Oral care.
Oh, it's not a lack of oral care. Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I will see people who like it just looks like
I
they don't floss,
called.
And I'm just like, what, have you never opened?
Yeah,
I mean, there's definitely
smoked?
Really people
like,
like
a
that
multi-millionaire,
too.
Multi-millionaire, super wealthy person, and it's just like he has like the gingivitis like under or.
Yeah.
I'm just always like, how do you, like, are you just not hygienic? But I guess I never understand how much of it's like a medical condition, so.
But not everyone.
Not
people
everyone,
just don't
yeah.
floss, and it's just like.
Yeah. Like, Nolan and his mom, like, take really good care of their teeth, like, floss, brush, everything, but they just don't have good teeth. Like, constant cavities, fit like root canals.
Yeah, that is, like, if you have to go to the dentist for shit, that's just hereditary. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, somebody just always has some fucking, like red shit in their teeth. I'm like, just. Fucking floss. You just had like raspberries, floss it out.
Are you guys flossing every night?
I floss like every day.
Every night.
Dude, apparently you're supposed to, with like skincare, you're supposed to floss, brush, and then do all your skincare. If
floss,
you even
brush,
care.
And then do the
skincare. That makes sense. Because when you're flossing, sometimes it like pops
out.
And, like,
it makes sense because even brushing, it can get like on your face.
Yeah.
Like, well, I just want my skincare.
Stop. Yeah.
Good point.
Someone said, my girlfriend used to work at a concert hall/art exhibit. She said that the men's soap dispenser needed change once a week as opposed to the women's, which was needed daily. Wash your hands, lads.
Oh.
It's crazy, too, because they're the ones that are touching their shit.
That's what I always think. Like, aren't y'all holding your penis?
Yeah, some people don't. Like, you could pull it off where you do not touch your penis.
But also,
it's
like,
possible to pee without touching it.
I mean,
you're also touching the door.
I would also argue your peen is probably
really
clean compared to the rest of your body. It's completely covered. That's, if anything, you should wash your hands before you touch it. Because
your
hands are dirty.
Pee might get on your hands, and you have pee hands.
Your pee's not getting on your hands.
Well, like a dribble.
You can pull it out like over your thing and like kind of just like
use the waistband.
Like, or yeah, like you can almost like just thumb.
I want
a
male body for a day
rather than like touching the entire penis. You don't need to.
I just want to like try. I want a male body for the day and figure out peeing and stuff.
I'm sure they make like a, well, it's like a strap on, but like you could just like maybe hook it up to like a water bottle and just
yeah. But I want the I want the like pee feel like I want to feel. I want to
feel what it feels like going through the tube.
I guess yeah. And just like also.
And it's pretty crazy. You can like shoot it like yeah. Wherever.
Really?
Like, it's like a hose. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like and it's crazy. Like you could pee. Do you think if you could pee right now,
no.
you could hit the
if nose? I really had to pee,
if
yes.
You could,
yeah.
If you
like on command? No.
What do you on command? What do you mean?
Like you know when you like go
if
to the,
he didn't have to actually pee.
Yeah. Like
oh, I'd have to be
like, it's just like whatever's in your bladder.
Like when you go to the doctor, like yeah. Sometimes you don't have to pee, but
they make you.
You make you so you can do something. You can always do something.
Well, but it can always be. Usually. Yeah.
You think you can hit the panel?
100%.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
I could write my name.
Like, too. Like, could we if we, like, aimed?
I don't think
like,
so.
Like, wait.
Is there just, like, way more strength in the penis to, like, shoot it? Is that
it
what
goes
it is?
In, like, a...
It's, like, funneled
there
through
is,
a tube.
There's, like,
no,
a
I know.
Muscle, I guess, that is forcing it
That's
out.
That's what I'm saying,
and there
yeah.
is... You can projectile, like, aim for it. Like, you could pee...
Because I can
like,
pee, like,
I remember,
hard if I
remember
want.
In elementary school, we'd pee at the urinals, and then we would walk backwards
see
as
how far
as we can.
Yeah.
And this kid, Dominic Rodriguez, could...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. It was, like, a miracle what this kid could do. It was, like, he should have been in the Olympics for the how
longest
far he could
distance.
Go. Because eventually, then you'd go... All the way like the wall, and then your pee would start like slowing down, and then you'd have to run back to the urinal.
Oh yeah,
to be like, whoa, 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 whoa.
So it's a parabolic,
yeah,
situation.
That is so disgusting. Just like there's probably pee all over the floor.
But like women, you guys, when you guys pee, you guys can like shut it off like that, right?
Kinda. I feel like sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, but like, but men, the muscle that like controls our pee valve, if we shut it off, stuff still like comes out. Like it doesn't like end right there at the tip.
Oh,
so it's
yeah.
like you have to like.
Yeah, we can stop peeing.
Yeah,
yeah, we have the ability.
Because that can happen. So you think you're done peeing after you've like had a few drinks, then you put it in and like.
Oh, there's always a couple extra
pee
drops.
Comes
yeah.
out.
Well, sometimes that
like...
happens to me. Like, I feel like I always pee a little bit more after I'm done peeing. No, I'm being serious. Like, sometimes I will, then I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't have a penis.
And in like urinals too, like in airports, they put a little fly or like a little target.
To aim
oh,
at.
Yeah.
So that, because guys are so dumb.
Which I never knew about. For until I was like 25.
Why they put the fly there?
That there was something to aim there. I never noticed the fly, and now I see it everywhere. I never thought about it.
It is crazy how much, with all the technology, any men's bathroom, there is just pee all over the floor, no matter
yeah.
what.
Yeah. When I worked up
how
in
America,
not... the bathrooms, the men's was always like pubes everywhere. I'm like, what are you doing in here?
It is an abomination.
It always your little smell leak. Terrible.
Huh?
Your little leak when you
no,
go to put
like it
away. No,
but it's like on the floor. Why is there pee on the floor?
When you go to put it away, maybe leaks out just a little
That's
bit.
Crazy.
Sometimes you miss.
I don't. Okay, yeah. This isn't like a hygiene thing necessarily. It has to do with hygiene, but I just never understand when someone like showers and then you go into the bathroom and it's just like water's everywhere.
Yeah.
That's like a big pet peeve of mine, and like I don't know how that happens.
Yeah, there's like water on the countertops, and
I guess I'm like, but then you're cold. I'm like, why would dry off? Oh, I don't know. I don't like that.
Yeah, you don't shower or you don't dry off in the shower.
I guess
you
that's
don't
what
grab
happens.
Your towel and then yeah.
Is that what why that
yeah.
happens?
I think some people just have like an impulse of just walking out.
I hate it.
Or
and
just
then it's
like wait 30 seconds and you're like 50% drier. If you just stand there and wait, like the water will just drop off you and then your towel is so much more effective.
Yeah.
But I feel like some people probably just like as they're turning the water off, they're just like getting out of the
that's
shower and walking
crazy.
Around.
I can't.
And it's just a half
too
a gallon.
Cold.
Yeah.
I can't stand when someone smells a towel. I can't stand when someone's towels smell bad.
Oh, yeah. You said
Ugh.
This.
Oh.
Like, it
just
smells
like you're in a bathroom and, like, you're in their bathroom at their house and you're peeing and you can, like, smell
like an
like
old
a dirty
towel. Yeah.
Like,
mildew
right there. I'm
oh,
like,
man.
Ugh.
I hope mine don't smell. I don't
it's
think.
Mostly dudes.
Yeah. Because yeah. we clean ours, like, every week.
Yeah.
It's just that, like, specific bathroom mildewy smell.
Yeah.
I'm like, you have not washed this towel. I could just.
Yeah, it's not good. I have a towel warmer that I bought. It is the
stunning.
I know.
I'm Mariah swear by towel warmers. But it just seems like another fucking device I got to plug in and like.
Yeah, and then space. When you get out of your shower, it's like your fucking parents when you're a child, like cradling you, and it's so warm.
Yeah,
and
I feel like it's one of those things. Like once you have it, you don't want to not have it.
Ugh, it's
for me. That's like the heated blanket. I never had one growing up because you know, my dad.
Your dad's a firefighter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But goddamn, they're so nice. Well,
I want to be warm. I'm cold.
Hmm.
I'm cold.
Right now?
We can blast the heat in the car.
You want to do some jumping jacks?
No.
Okay. Well, thanks everyone for watching another episode of Good Influences. We're going to be doing some advice on next week's episode. So if you have anything you want advice on, shoot us an email and maybe you'll be on the episode.
You probably won't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I already grabbed all of them.
But maybe in a future episode,
then, yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Make sure to send whatever
you want. I just don't want anyone to get excited.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
But if yours have not been read in the past, they will probably be read on next week's episode.
Okay. Well, we'll see y'all soon, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.